2015, and today is the happiest day of the year because it is Representative Smith Warner's birthday. So with that, I could wait throughout and hear a lot of testimony before telling you what we're going to hold over, but I'm just going to tell you what we're going to hold over just to save you. You all can get an extra hour back in your lives. We are going to hold over House Bill 2178. We're still waiting on some paperwork back on that and some final amendments based on feedback we got over the weekend. We're going to hold over 2668, also waiting for some feedback on that, although we will hear from one person testifying on that. We're holding over 2936. We're waiting for a fiscal on that bill. Those are sobering facilities. And then House Bill 3549, we're still waiting for a fiscal. That will move on Wednesday for sure down to Ways and Means. With that, I am going to open up a work session on House Bill 2668 and call.
No.
Yeah.
You said you were holding that off?
No.
Yeah, she said
she was
going
to hold it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, and with that, I would like to, in a work session, we'll have invited testimony only, and I would like to invite Jerry Norton up to testify. Just identify yourself for the record.
Good afternoon, Representative Chairman Hoyle and members of the committee. For the record, my name's Jerry Norton, and I represent, I'm an Oregon hemp licensee holder here in Oregon, and my family is in the agricultural business here in Oregon. My relatives are grass seed growers by trade on a national basis. They're known as one of the largest grass seed growers in the nation, and I was the originator of the Oregon Hemp Convention here in Oregon this year, which we had over 4,000 attendees come in across the nation to learn about hemp and see what was happening in Oregon relating to what we're doing with hemp. I oppose House Bill 2668-78 and 9. I do reference the problem of the cross-pollination of the, which is a major concern of obviously everybody that's involved with this industry. And I believe that a possible solution would be based on Russ Caro's testimony from Oregon State Agricultural Department, who is a professional and also a expert in cross-pollination. And with his testimony, he testified at a 3.5-mile buffer radius. As farmers in the agricultural business, we've relied on farming on a friendly basis and what we call a pinning system. And using a pinning system and a friendly farmer attitude is the way to go. And we want it to work, obviously, for 91, but we want it to work for the hemp industry as well. We believe that there's a major opportunity in Oregon for us. I've been working in the hemp industry for approximately 24 months now, and I'm affiliated with a company by the name of Pure Vision Technology. It's a biomass reactor company based out of Colorado, and after an 18-month search here in Oregon to develop our commercial demonstration scale biorefinery plant, we're excited to team up with Zem Chem, which is located in Boardman, Oregon, and at their existing $70 million biorefinery plant there in Boardman. So we're real excited about tri-cropping the plant, quad-cropping the plant. There's many, many things that the plant can do, and everybody's starting to realize it right now. So I don't want to discount. I want to make sure that all the community members do not discount Oregon as a hemp commodity. We have a big ability to really make a big move here. Colorado has 1,800 acres planted this year. Kentucky's not far behind, and we can be in third place and leading the way in the industry and helping the farmers back out and getting back on the ground. There's not a lot of money in grass seed anymore. We plant some bush beans. We do other things. We're looking for ways to make money in farming right now, and we believe hemp can do it. So we want to be able to coexist and make this happen. I want to thank you for the opportunity to testify, and I wanted, if there's any questions you might have, I can feel free to, I'm open for.
Yes, Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thanks for your testimony today. Appreciate you taking time to come in. Wanted to ask you, could you describe briefly for everybody what a pinning system is and what it looks like?
Basically, if you put a map up, it would look like pins on a map, locations. So it's pretty simple. It's not rocket science. So we've done it for a number of years, and it's a relatively easy format to achieve. And through our negotiations earlier this year, we've been working on this for quite some time, and we did agree through our phone conversations with the people that were involved with the hemp, the 13 licensees, we did agree on a pinning situation. So that has been an agreement that everybody has agreed on. Now, there has been other licensees that have came on henceforth, and I don't know what their particular opinion is on this because they weren't involved, but there's several entities that have just came aboard with the licensees. So we've been working on this for a while now. So
I could have one follow-up. What does it take to get a pinning system started within a rural community where you have people of diverse interests? What does it actually take to get everybody together and say, let's do this?
I really believe it would be nothing more than a communication. In other words, going through the ODA, the Oregon Department of Agriculture, finding out what farms are where, and then also crossing that barrier with our law, with the OMMP, to find out exactly where those locations might be so we don't step on any toes.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Any other questions? I want to thank you very much for coming here to testify. You know, it's always good to hear from people who are on the ground doing the work, and we will keep you posted as this moves forward.
Thank you very much for your time, and I really believe that hemp will be the new future for Oregon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
With that, close the work session on House Bill 2668 and open a work session on House Bill 2255. Erin, could you describe the measure?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 2255 modifies law requiring state agencies to attain 11-to-1 ratio of non-supervisory employees to supervisory employees. You have a -2 amendment before you today. The -2 amendment replaces the original measure. It delays implementation of the 11-to-1 ratio for 2 years. It establishes baseline ratio of non-supervisory employees to supervisory employees during 2-year delay at whatever agency is at upon approval of the 2015-17 budget. It requires Oregon Department of Administrative Services report quarterly on agency ratios. It specifies content of report. It requires the department to notify labor organizations when reports are available. It provides that if agency increases its ratio of non-supervisory employees to supervisory employees during the biennium beginning July 1, 2015, the increase can be credited to years after delays end. Those provisions sunset June 30th, 2019. Requires DAS to convene work group to study and report on appropriate ratios based on best practices in public and private sectors, job families described by type of work, skills, education, and training. Work group is required to report on or before the start of the 2017 legislative session. Declares emergency effective upon passage. The underlying measure did have a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. With the -2 amendment, you have a no revenue and a minimal fiscal impact, and we have received permission to rescind the subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
With that, we have Barry Pack here if people have questions. Want us to call him up or
please.
Mr. Pack, come on down.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Barry Pack, Deputy Chief Operating Officer with the Department of Administrative Services. Erin did a great job explaining the bill, but I'm happy to provide some history or answer questions as you like.
Representative Wilson.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Barry, could you give me some background? I've been out of the process for a number of years and just back in, and this is new to me. And could you give me an idea of what legislative intent was originally for this?
Sure. Sure, Madam Chair, Representative Wilson. Going back to 2012, I believe, the legislature began considering this concept of appropriate staffing ratios, the right balance between supervisory and non-supervisory employees. And I think the legislative intent was to get to a leaner management structure with a focus on ensuring delivery of frontline services to Oregonians. So it started out as a study and reporting bill, and then it moved to a strict requirement for annual progress to get up to an 11-to-1 ratio of non-supervisor to supervisory employees. And if you weren't at the next level, then agencies are not allowed to hire vacant supervisory positions without an exception from DAS. In the last short session, I believe, we further articulated some of those exceptions that would be valid as we began to get more agency experience about what it took to get to the next level of the ratio. And so today we're at a point where we're recognizing that we still want to get to that appropriate balance and the right focus on frontline services, but that a one-size-fits-all ratio is probably not the right way to go. 11-to-1 might be a perfectly adequate ratio in an office setting, but not for the Oregon State Police or not for the direct care providers at DHS, where you have greater risks involved. And so what we'd like to suggest is a 2-year pause. Let us bring folks together and look at best practices by type of work and job family, if you will, and then come back to you in 17 with some recommendations around how to rationalize and right-size those ratios. So it's not an arbitrary one-size-fits-all, but it's really based on the kind of work being performed by the employees.
Okay.
Okay. With that, any other questions? I'd accept a motion.
Madam Chair, just a comment.
Yes.
I'm glad to hear you say one size doesn't fit all. That's not hard to understand. Makes really good sense. I'm glad we're taking a pause. I was very uncomfortable with this bill.
Okay, thank you. With that, I accept the motion.
Madam Chair, I move to adopt the -2 amendment to House Bill 2255.
Vice Chair Gilliam has moved -2 amendments for House Bill 2255. Are there any objections? Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, the amendments are adopted, and I would accept another motion from you.
Anything? Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2255 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the subsequent referral, well, as I should have said, to the floor as amended and with the subsequent referral to Ways and Means be rescinded.
Vice Chair Gilliam has moved House Bill 2255 to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation and the subsequent referral to Ways and Means be rescinded. Is there discussion? Is there objection? If not, the motion passes. Representative Smith Warner, would you like to carry this?
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. You can carry the bill. With that, closing the work session. And we've got, we'll have a packed schedule on Wednesday because I have a feeling that a lot of the paperwork we've been waiting on will catch up. But I think we should be able to move through that pretty quickly. And I don't anticipate the need for a Friday session. With that.
Love.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are there any other announcements before we adjourn?
I have one.
Yes, Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just think it's important to take a pause and all of us to express our appreciation individually. I'll start for my vice chair, whose birthday happens to be today. And among the many things that I appreciate about my vice chair, my counterpart, is her name. It's a beautiful name, Barbara Smith Warner, and she, as you may know, has agreed to be called, because of Bence's earlier bill, Barbara Smith Warner Pacific, my alma mater, and the alma mater of Representative Kenemer. That's just one cool thing about her, and I know the rest of us will have something to say, maybe starting with Representative Knowles.
Well, I feel like I kind of did, you know, my job on that on the floor today when I talked about the memorial that the Multnomah County passed back in 2002 when she turned 35. But I will reflect on the fact that it is nice to have a colleague who also has children close to mine in age so that we can occasionally kibitz about what it's like to try to do this job and provide a modicum of parenting at the same time.
Whatever course you
next, Mr. Kenemer.
Is this a roast?
Can I move to put some parameters on this discussion?
Because if it's a roast, I
was going to say.
What I think the good representative from Silverton and the Christmas Tree District would like to convey is how much we appreciate you being on rules and how much we appreciate you having a birthday that we all get to celebrate. And we are very thankful that you're here. And we could further embarrass you, or we could adjourn, and then we could privately tell you how much we do really appreciate you being here and hope you have a wonderful year. And with that—
Is this a roast?
No. Meeting adjourned.
Oh, you got rescued.
Well done.
Got rescued.
Well done.